Today's devotional is based on Exodus chapter 10, verse 21 through chapter 11, verse 8, and it was written by Heather Hankel. Where do you see yourself in this scripture? Are you the leader Moses? Are you one of the Israelites finding favor with God, living in the light, and just waiting for God's continued blessings? I have to admit that sometimes I relate to the Egyptians, living in the darkness, the shadow days, losing my firstborn child very suddenly. Perhaps you relate to Pharaoh, being asked for something you feel is unjustly sought, and then trying to negotiate. You can go, but leave the livestock, and that isn't enough. Where does that leave us in this story? If we don't relate to Moses and the Israelites whenever we read the Old Testament stories, we must remember that Jesus has not yet come as the Savior. God was the God of the Israelites before Jesus came along, at which point the picture started to shift. God is the God of all people. So when I read this story, I remember that at this time, God wasn't known as the God of the Egyptians or of Pharaoh, but now, thousands of years later, I know this God is my God, and God does see my suffering and walks by my side in my times of darkness and grief. God will walk with all of us, we just need to allow it. Let us pray. Faithful God, thank you for sending your Son Jesus to be among us, to walk with us, and to teach us. His lessons transcend time. This precious gift cannot be overstated. Thank you for walking with us in our times of need. Send your Holy Spirit to be with us, to guide us, to continually teach us, and to watch over us as your children. In Jesus' name, amen.